COVID?
Well, I could say so far this year, there's been a bumper number of people who have disappeared that fit the profile of what we're researching.
Yep. And it has. It really has. Really.
And that's very disturbing, because last year was another one of those years that if you look back in the previous 30, there were more than ever. And I don't think it's our awareness of the topic. I actually believe that there's something unusual going on, which is even more bothersome. So, I mean, in the last year, I've had three families of victims that have contacted me. One, a girl that's a physician, and a guy that was an attaché out of British Columbia for the government that disappeared on a hike. Her mom contacted me. A wife of a man who disappeared in British Columbia contacted me. And Jared Atadero's dad contacted me, and in fact I'm going to be going to a search and rescue meeting this week with Alan Atadero, and he wanted me to go with him to help explain some of the circumstances in his son's disappearance that people don't want to acknowledge.